have an amazing woman on the phone. Her name is Heather, and she is the creator of the website and now television show, The Girl's Guide to Depravity. And I'm not even going to go into a long introduction, but basically I will tell you that her website and her blog is all about the new breed of female that is out there and that is on the rise, about women asking for what they want, stating their needs, and kind of using the rules of the game to also, you know, get what they want out of sex, relationships, men, all that good stuff. It's a great website. Absolutely entertaining. It's a wonderful show. I actually watched it the other night, and now I have Heather on the phone with me. So Heather, thank you so much for doing this call with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi, guys.
I want to go straight into it. First of all, I want to know, where did this concept come from? Like, how did you start doing this website?
Well, I live in Los Angeles, so I've spent many, many years dating in Hollywood. And over the years, my girlfriends and I, you know, everybody has questions about men and relationships and how to deal with them. And those kind of traditional dating books, like, you know, he's just not that into you, they didn't really speak to us. They didn't work for us because it was all about how a woman should be pursued by a man. But, you know, we're girls with poor impulse control, and we want to do what we want to do. We don't want to wait, you know, by the phone for somebody to call us. I mean, it's kind of archaic and outdated. So we just kind of developed these own rules that are all about, like, being in the moment, having fun, getting laid, and doing it now, because you never know, you might lose your looks in 10 years, or you might all of a sudden find a guy who you want to settle down with, and then you're going to regret not having, like, a great time when you were young.
Definitely. So would you say that most women are like this? Like, is this common?
I'm seeing that a lot of women, like a lot of the young women these days, are like this. Like, you know, everybody is searching for an answer on how to deal with dating and how to deal with relationships. And there's really been nothing like The Girl's Guide to Depravity that's been speaking to women. That's basically like, you know, sure, maybe he's not that into you, but does it matter if you're having fun and you want to go out and date him and want to have sex with him? Do you have to wait until, like, the third date, the 10th date, or can you sleep with him on the first date if you feel like it? So I'm just kind of encouraging women to do what they feel and deal with the consequences later.
I love that, because it's kind of funny, because that's kind of what I tell men to do. It's like, ask for what you want and do what you want to do. Everybody else is secondary.
Exactly.
Like, women that you don't know, what do you care about them? Not that you can be an asshole. You can't treat people like pawns and dirt, but
No. You
can still respect them. But mostly you want to respect yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also want to not put restrictions on yourself that you know you'll never meet, and then you'll just end up feeling guilty that you weren't able to not text him like 25 times that night, or, you know, it's just rules that you're not going to be able to follow. They're just impossible. And then you just have the guilt on top of, you know, not being able to do what you want. It's just, do what you want, have a good time. Yeah, respect yourself and try to make it so that you're not, you know, try to protect yourself so that you don't get hurt. My rules are all about, like, getting laid without getting screwed.
Right.
But, you know, go out there and ask for what you want.
Well, actually, let me take that back a bit based on what you just said a second ago. So would you say, for yourself, and, you know, if you want to speak on behalf of other women as well, would you say that a lot of women are kind of frustrated as well by the way that dating works, that they do have to wait for a guy to make that first move and to take the initiative? And do you think that?
Yeah, I mean, that's like, I thought it's so archaic to have to wait for the guy to make the move. When you have, it's like denying your basic impulses. You have the same urges and impulses that a guy does. I mean, maybe not completely the same, but, you know, if you want to ask a guy out, ask a guy out. You want to sleep with him, you know, 10 minutes after meeting him, go sleep with him. You know, just because you're a woman, you're not allowed to have these feelings. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I completely agree with you. Like, I have a lot of guys who say, why can't women do this? Why do we have to be the ones that approach? And I always say to them, like, I'm here to tell you how women do act, not how they should act. Like, this is, because that's the behavior that is happening right now. Like, I will say, I asked out my husband, I got his phone number. But whenever I tell people that I did that, other women, they're like, whoa, you did that? You put yourself out there that way? They immediately get uncomfortable by
that
statement.
Yeah, because it breaks the traditional rules that have been pounded into our heads since birth, which, frankly, I think are bullshit. I don't think that they work.
I think so, too. I completely agree with you. I think that's probably why your blog resonated with me, because I think I always say I'm working on the guys now. I'll get to the girls after, but it's nice to know that somebody's out there taking care of the girls. But so... So for guys who are out there right now, I want to explain two things to them. Number one, the state that women are in right now. And number two, where they're moving towards. So, you know, as I told you before we got onto the phone, the guys that I work with are awesome guys. They're amazing guys. But some of them write to me and they always tell me about, you know, they don't realize that they're doing this, but they actually don't take action. So they'll hang out with a girl for a few weeks. She'll initiate the plans. And, you know, that's her subtle way of saying, ask me out or take action or give me a kiss. She's not putting herself out there completely and pouncing on this guy. So these guys wait for women to actually take action, but nothing ever happens. And then it fizzles out and they think, oh, God, did I screw things up? So what would be your advice to guys, number one, in that moment? Because we're talking to guys right now, not to women, to tell them where women are right now and then looking towards where they're going to in the future.
I would definitely not be shy and state what you want immediately up front, because she's either going to put you in the friend zone right then and there, in which case you've lost nothing. You know, you haven't lost any time, any money taking her out or what, or she'll go for it. And then you know where you stand. It, you know, all that time and energy wasted on dates and months and, you know, nothing happens when you can figure out immediately within the first few minutes where it's going to go. And it's great, you know, if you want to be, you can definitely continue to be friends with her in the event that sometimes she'll need, like, you know, a fuck buddy and maybe you'll be her backup guy, but if that's what you want. But then you'll have the choice. If you go for it right away, at least you have the choice. Otherwise, you're just kind of left drifting along and nobody's driving the car, so nothing happens.
Exactly. Nobody's taking it by the balls and making something happen. So with the way, the direction that women are going now, where they're getting this information from you and from other sources that are out there about female empowerment, that they're allowed to take action, is that going to leave guys like this behind? Because ultimately, are girls going to be attracted to guys like that?
Well, the girls that I generally, you know, communicate with and speak to are not attracted to guys who won't make a move at all.
Well,
so they're generally, yeah, which I call them pussies. So they're generally attracted more to dicks over pussies. Like the guy who's going to really kind of make that first move. And I'm not saying that guys should be dicks, like assholes, but, you know, be confident. That's what a woman likes, I think, more than anything, is confidence. You don't have to be the best looking guy. You don't have to be the richest guy. But if you have that confidence, that kind of, you know, and the girls that I know and that I was, you know, we love the kind of like cocky kind of asshole guys, you know. So you don't have to go that far, but definitely you need to be confident.
Well, I want to dig a little bit deeper. Like, what does it mean to be cocky and an asshole? And like, do girls really like guys like that?
Oh yeah, girls love guys like that. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I think there's a line between confident and cocky, and I don't think that, you know, decent guys probably don't want to cross that line, but if you're just kind of looking to get laid, then, you know, why not? You can be a cocky asshole all you want, because if a girl doesn't go for it, then she won't go for it, and you just move on to the next. But okay. I think the difference is kind of I think it's kind of a disrespectful way in which you might talk to a girl.
Okay. Well, can you tell me more, like, can you paint a picture of what this cocky asshole looks like that you like? Like, attraction and liking is different. So you're attracted to people who treat you poorly?
Well, no, I wouldn't say I'm attracted to people who treat me poorly. I think that there's like this kind of cockiness, and especially with all these guys in Hollywood, that they know that they can kind of get any girl that they want, and they have that attitude. And I'm not saying that they speak to you kind of like disrespectfully, but they don't give you their full attention. They might be looking at other girls when they're talking to you. And that, I think, kind of initiates, I think women are extremely competitive, and that might kind of initiate our competitive gene, and all of a sudden, this guy that we wouldn't normally be interested in, we might be interested in because he's not interested in us. And oh my God, well, what's wrong with us? But he's not. You know, what's wrong with me that he's not interested in me? Well, I have to make him be interested in me because right. That means if he's not interested in me, then there's something wrong with me.
Right, but isn't that just confidence? Because for me, being an asshole is like being an asshole. Like somebody who literally will tell you you're ugly to your face, or who will completely blow you off or be unreliable, or like that's an asshole to me. So what you're talking about sounds like confidence.
Yes.
Okay. So you
I don't want to sway you. Confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
But like,
you're right.
Understand. Yeah, because a lot of guys get confused by that. Because like, I think a lot of girls say, yeah, of course I like the bad boy. But like, if you really question what is a bad boy, why are you attracted to that bad boy? They're not attracted to him because he's a jerk. They're attracted to him because
it's because he's confident.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. I love that. Okay, good. So you like guys that are confident, just like I like guys that are confident, just like even my shy girlfriends like guys that are confident. It's not, you know.
We all want a guy with confidence.
Absolutely. And I love how you painted that picture of what it actually looks like and what it means. So for women who are getting, honestly, they're getting stronger because they're getting more knowledgeable. There's a million self-help books out there that's preparing them and protecting them from the other crap that's out there. Number one, we're putting up more boundaries, but number two, we're kind of, this is my belief, we're kind of developing this more masculine side, this stronger side to us. And I think that, well, actually, I want you to speak to it. Like, what will happen to those guys who don't take action? Apart from them, you know, not being able to capture our attention, what does it do to women when these guys don't take action? Like, how does it make a woman feel?
I think it's a complete turnoff. I have personally, you know, I've been through all different phases of dating guys. I mean, what I'm normally attracted to is this cocky, confident guy. But then sometimes I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to try to date like a nice guy. And it would never work out because they would never kind of take action and make those moves. I'm not saying that they have to make the first move, and I'm totally confident and able to make the moves that I want to make, but it just shows that you're interested, and it shows that you're confident, and it shows that you're willing to kind of put, you know, it's exciting.
Nah.
And so I think, you know, women today are also kind of, they're feeling like, you know, they don't want to necessarily wait around for a guy. And if the guy is kind of shy and he's not really taking action, then why should she bother with him? It doesn't seem like it's going to be very exciting at all. And, you know, although we definitely want to be the ones who are going to make our own decisions and kind of be more in control, that doesn't mean, you know, we want a guy who's just going to bend over and take it up the ass.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So I think that we're looking for somebody who's going to be kind of our equal. And we want to be out there, like, we want to be making the decisions and, you know, talking to guys if we want to, and flirting and propositioning them. You know, we want to be doing everything that a guy is doing, and we don't want to be held back. But
exactly.
At the same token, we want somebody who's going to match that.
I completely agree with you. I love it because it gave me the visual that I give to guys a lot. It's like, if you come up and approach me and you don't offer me anything exciting or something that matches what I'm putting out there, I take on the masculine role and I look at you and subconsciously think like, okay, what do you want and can I get anything from you? It's like, no, you're not offering me anything. I'm taking control. So what about you? Like, when you're approached by guys, how do guys show this to you? What is it that they do that shows you I am a confident person? And how do they ask for what they want without, you know, overstepping any boundaries?
Well, I'm actually taken now, but well, how my boyfriend and I met each other was, you know, I was at a birthday party, one of my friend's birthday parties. I was like super horny. I walked in and I said, you know what? I'm horny. I need to meet a cute guy. She introduced me to him. And immediately, you know, I felt like I was kind of the one who was putting stuff out there, but he was, you know, he was just, it's just all about conversation, confident conversation. Like, we were just talking about whatever, but he wasn't letting me, you know, I wasn't leading the conversation. He wasn't leading, you know, we were having a real back and forth.
Okay, I love that. No, that's really good information. That's like solid information, because a lot of the guys that I work with, they tend to go into question mode. So they just ask questions, but they never really share anything about themselves.
Yeah. And that's no, like, that's, yeah, yeah, that's when you feel like you're at a job interview.
Exactly. But I love that word exciting, because that's really important to me as well.
Yeah. And, you know, we love funny guys. So obviously, you know, you can be funny, but not, I mean, I'm not really into the complete self-deprecating guys, because that, again, shows a lack of confidence. But if you can just approach a woman in a funny, confident way, or just have, like, a real conversation, find something interesting to talk about with her.
Like, what would be interesting for you to talk about?
Well, I mean, I'll talk about anything. I mean, you can talk about blowjobs. You can talk about shoes. You can talk about, I mean, I would definitely not approach a woman with a line. I think that that's cheesy and would definitely backfire some women. I mean, you could. But I would just talk about something that, anything that you might have in common at the time. Like, if you're just seeing her for the first time, obviously it could be based on looks. If she's at a certain place that you're familiar with, I mean, obviously you don't want to say, oh, have you been here before? But if you're at a party with a mutual friend, anything.
Okay, I love that. No, I'm asking you these questions. It's only to pat myself on the back, honestly. But, like, because I love hearing that from other women, because so many men think they have to have this magical sentence that a woman has never heard before, when in fact they could go up to her and talk about a tube of toothpaste. And if he's interested and intrigued, and you can have a back and forth conversation about whether Colgate is the best toothpaste on the market, that can be an interesting conversation. It's like, because you said it several times.
I mean, so, I used to pick up guys in the bar. I used to start talking about, did you have the time? Or when I was smoking, you know, do you have a cigarette? And then you just find something interesting to talk about that. Either they're not a smoker, they are a smoker, they don't have a watch, they do have a watch. It can be anything, you know. All you need is something really, really kind of mundane to start the conversation and just kind of see where it takes you.
I love that. Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you getting on the phone with me, because, like you even carry yourself very confidently. Like, anything that you say, I believe in my mind to be true, because you say it with such enthusiasm, confidence, and like it's your belief system. That's interesting for me. Same thing for a confident guy. When he says anything to me, I listen to it, because he speaks with authority and leadership. And so, that's what hopefully I'm trying to get across, definitely during this phone call, but even more so why I have you on the phone, is to get across that women are getting stronger and women are becoming more aware of the roles they can take on in the world, as they should be, because women are freaking amazing. But they're not going to baby somebody, a wimpy pussy guy, into being a confident man. They're going to go for a man who's already confident, because they don't, don't need it.
Absolutely. I agree. We're becoming more, or we're attempting to be more confident and outspoken, and we want somebody who's going to be our equal. We don't want, an even relationship. So as women, I think, are getting more confident and outgoing, it doesn't mean that men need to be weaker. They just need to match us.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. This was really
helpful
information. But tell people about your show, because like that, honestly, it's obviously for television, so it's a little bit exaggerated, but it's completely entertaining. It's super sexy.
Oh, thank you.
And it's a great show.
Well, the show is on Cinemax on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific time and 11 p.m. Eastern time, and it's based on a lot of my blog and what's going to be in my book, and it's just all about women who are trying to get laid without getting screwed and having a good time.
I love it. All right, well, guys, check out that show. It's definitely great information for you to know. And thank you so much, Heather, for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Marnie. This was fun.